Blog Talk Radio.
I don't have an engineer. I have no music. The hell with them all. Who cares? I got the biting buzzard, though. There it is. Biting buzzard. I got the... Inner Sight Follies. Oh, I came out of the subway. Well, I came out of... I guess I'll have to sleep in the subway for tonight. I came out of the subway and tried to go up the stairs, and I was blocked by the police. Nice guy, nice cop. He said, "Oh, I can't let you up here." I said, "What do you mean you can't let me up there? I got to go up the stairs. I got to walk my dog. She's an old dog. She can't hold her urine." And Charabelle's standing there, you know, very gently and being nice to this guy. It was so funny. He says, I can't. He says, "I'd show you where the other stairwell is, but I can't leave here. I'll get in big trouble. If the sergeant doesn't see me here, I'll be in trouble." I said, "Wait a minute, Sarge." You know, so he got a hold of another employee and took me over to the other stairwell and went up there. But turns out that a nice, sweet girl, well, I don't know if she's a nice, sweet girl, I didn't meet her, but wanted to do away with herself. That's what they said, anyway. Gee, I wonder what happened. I hope she's all right. Anyway, I just hope that nice, sweet girl with the buzzard that bites, you know, I just hope it wasn't you-know-who disguised as a girl trying to be demised. Disguised, demised. That's an interesting concept, isn't it? Put on a disguise and get demised. What does that mean, demised, anyway? That means the bugs ate you, right? Keep those bugs away from me. I want no bugs. I don't like bugs. Well, give me my baseball bat. Leave bugs alone. And now, ladies and gentlemen, on Inner Sight, and you'll only hear this here, exclusive. An Inner Sight exclusive as we continue with the saga of He Went. He Went. What's that? You know what that. All right. And we find ourselves in the judge's chambers. Judge Embarrass. The judge's name is Embarrass. Yes. Judge Dominic Embarrass. Dominic Embarrass. And he's on the phone with his doctor. "Well, all right, Henry. I don't know what the, I can't take any time off. I've got too many cases. You wouldn't believe, Henry, if I told you. I have a case with a maniac who exposed himself behind a coffee shop. And I have to sit there and read this mockery. I know, I have plenty of peppermints. Don't worry, Henry, I'll be all right. I'll see you. I'll take 2 aspirin and call you in the morning." "Yes, Henry." "All right." Pain in the ass. "All right. Court is now in session. Honorable, excuse me, the Honorable Embarrass presiding. All right, everybody, take your hats off. Your Honor, it's summertime. They don't wear hats. Oh, well, then just make sure you leave them home. That's it. Now, let's see. Mr. District Attorney, do we have any murder cases? Oh, no, Your Honor. We just have a couple of hangings hanging around outside. What? Hangings? Hangings? Oh, please, my stomach. Give me a peppermint for my stomach, will you? Oh, yes, sir. Judge embarrassed. Now, what is this on my desk here? Let's see if I can. He went with himself behind the coffee shop in the mist and in the degradation of the view of many female. This, what is this? Don't get excited, Your Honor. It's just a little document that we had to write up when the police brought him in. Who is this? His name is Gabriel. Gabriel, that's right. Yeah, his name is Gabriel, and he has a friend named Rodney, and he's a nice guy. Rodney, Gabriel. Wait a minute. Well, who's on trial here? Is it Rodney or Gabriel? No, it's Gabriel. He's the one who went. Well, I wish he would go. Now, just all right. Now, Gabriel, would you mind just get him up here? Get him up here. Yes, sir. Now, what is the matter with you anyway? Don't you know that you don't do such things in the public domain? Domain? My name's Gabriel. Yeah, we know that. Now listen. Do you have a mother?
Oh, yeah. I have a mother, all right. She's a mother, you know what.
Watch your language. All right. Now, is the mother present? Bailiff.
Oh yes, Your Honor. We have the mother here in the back. We had to call her. We had to call a doctor for her.
A doctor.
Oh. Yes, she was very very upset and she kept muttering something about a buzzard.
What? A buzzard? What? Why did I ever go to law school? A buzzard? What buzzard?
Well, I don't know, sir, but it was something about a biting buzzard. That's what it was, a biting buzzard. And then somebody started making a funny noise, sir.
Funny noise. There it is again. That funny noise, yes, sir. And there it is. What is that? Clint, get that buzzard out of my courtroom. This is not a menagerie.
Well, it's not a menagerie, but it sure is an exaggerie. Will you?
Now, listen. Get his mother up here, will you, please? Miss Gabriel's mother, take the stand.
Oh, my God, I have so much work I'm going to do. What am I going to do now with this one? He's going all over the place with himself. He is going. He's going, gone.
Going. Well, now, are you his mother?
Oh, yes. Yes, Judge. Yes, Judge, what is your name again?
Never mind what my name is. Why don't you take your son and go home?
and make sure, put a pair of put a pair of pants on him that he can't get off. Now get out of here.
Punt? You mean punt without things in the front now? Punt? How's he going to go to the bathroom? He can
let him go through his leg.
Leg? Leg? Ah, no! Please, I have to go back to the aquarium. I can't stand it no more. No more.
What the hell is that noise in my court? I don't know, Your Honor, but sounds like somebody's after the fighting buzzard.
Get out of here!
All right, in the sights. Follies. Bunch of maniacs on this show. The biting buzzard. Put a pair of pants on him, he can't get off. I never heard of that one. I heard of straight jackets, but I never heard of straight pants. All right, in the sight. We got Red Fox coming up. Yeah. Got the wedding. Oh, do the wedding. We got the Lauren Hardy. And Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, .org. Whoop de doo, yeah. And you know, you want a great dog, adopt an Akita, 609-388-7004. Phone number. Yeah. Joanne Diamond, Akita lady. Around the world, nobody stops on Long Island. That's my buddy Gary. Nobody stops on Long Island. Oh, there was a guy on a train. Oh, what an obnoxious lunatic. He saw my dog and he just freaked. You know? And he was. You ever see these guys that get on a train and they're drinking and you know that they're drinking something illegal because they got it in a paper bag? You ever see that? You know, they got the drink in a paper bag so that the nobody will be able to see what it is, you know. But you know that, well, you can smell it. You don't have to see it. Nobody stops on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, medical for the animal. Check them out. You call Gary. Nobody stars on Long Island. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo. Don't forget him. Go an extra mile for a child. Protect the children. Yeah. Oh, who was it? Some Swedish teenage girl. I don't know what she's supposed to be doing, but. You hear about that Swedish teenage girl who's been going around talking about how the politicians have to take better care of children? Well, we all know that, but what is she doing about it? I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, I forget her name, but more power to her, you know. All right, Inner Sight, Toro Law School, 631-761-7000. Good Mojo Printers. Hey, you need printing? Check them out. 631-666-1010. Good Mojo. SuttonInsurance.com. A couple of our friends, you know. And I want to thank Anthony Kennedy for taking the pictures. You see them up on the Big East, the Akita Rescue. Me and my bell. Ring a bell. Ding-a-ling.
Me and my ding-a-ling. That doesn't sound too nice. Anyway. My ding-a-ling is up on the up on the Akita Rescue. Me and my ding-a-ling. Me and my ding-a-ling. Will you cut that out? What are you trying to do? Get me arrested? Bad enough I got a guy sending me dirty emails. Yeah. I wonder if the biting buzzard had anything to do with that. The dirty emails. I erased them, you know. Or the guy sent me a dirty email. He said something about Stravatum. I thought he wanted to sell me pastrami or something. I didn't know what the hell that was. And somebody told me. I said, what? You know, some stupid guy. I don't know. Wanted me to send him money. He's talking to me like, I understand websites, and I go on websites, and I have a computer. What a moron this guy must be. I have no idea what he's even talking about. Numbers and letters and ding-a-lings and all that. I don't know what. What this world coming to? People sending you ding-a-ling mail trying to get money out of you. Oh, what a crazy world we live in. People, you know, they got the internet now, the computers and all this sophisticated equipment, and you got these maniacs sitting around in some basement with, you know, swatting at flies and rats and trying to figure out, how can I get the money out of this son of a bitch? And sitting there, and the exterminator comes, and they run out the door. Some guy in a weird country, you know, sitting there with his little dinky phone. I have very sophisticated equipment. I know everything you do. This stupid idiot, I don't do anything. What a bunch of morons in this world, I'm telling you. Anyway, where was I? Kennedy Realty, beautiful guy, Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186, and the buzzard that bites. Kennedy. Kennedy Realty. You ever see those cowboy movies? And all they show is, they never show you any dead people. They just show you the buzzards flying around the air and, you know, and making that funny noise. And you're supposed to use your imagination and know that somebody got knocked off, you know. It's crazy. It's funny. All right, in a sight, you got Red Fox coming up. Lauren Hardy with a skit. Yeah, let's see. What else we got? Oh, I don't know if she's going to be around or not, that engineer. So I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you want to take the number down for further use, 231-816- 1650. What did I say? 231? I think I gave you the wrong number. 213-816-1650. All right. I believe that's the number, yeah. Inner Sight frolics around the world, and I heard that Gabriel started a new business. After he got thrown out of Judge DeBarris's courtroom. You know. So he went out on the corner some busy corner, I don't know, in wherever. And he had a couple of boxes with him, big long boxes, you know. A guy comes up and he says, "What are you doing?" He says, "Oh, I'm in business. I gotta see what the sign says. Used coffin for sale." The guy says, "Oh, well, wait a minute. Where'd you get these?" "Oh, I can't divulge that information. That's my source of supply." "Source of supply?" Yeah. You know, I can't give away my business secrets. "Well, now, wait a minute. How do we know that these coffins don't contain any communicable conditions or diseases?" "Oh, well, they've been sterilized thoroughly. Thoroughly sterile. Thoroughly sterile. That's right. Yeah. See, now, if you open up the lid here on box number one, by the way, that's a deluxe special. That's the deluxe special. Yeah, that goes for $399. But since you look like a good guy, I'll give you $50 off." "Wait a minute! I don't need that. I don't want that. My wife has a burial plan." "Oh, sorry to hear she died." "She didn't die, you idiot. She didn't get buried yet." "Oh, well, in that case, $50 off, going once, going twice." "Oh, shut up. $50 off. Now, have these coffins been certified?" "Oh, yeah, certified. Certified directly by the dead."
"What?"
"Certified by the dead? Are you out of your mind?" "Certified by the dead." That's funny. And then I think for promotion, he ought to have a fighting buzzard flying overhead. There it is. All right. Gabriel does it again. What a maniac. Hope he didn't go with himself in one of the coffins. All right. What else we got? Oh, television. Oh, yeah. Oh, we got the new time coming up in October, by the way. I think it starts October 19th. We'll be on Wednesday at 8:30. So Wednesday night will be in a sight night. You know, we come on Wednesday, 8:30, Channel 20, Long Island. And then we come on Wednesday night at 11. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. They've given us that slot for what, 10 years? Got to be at least 10 years from Manhattan, I think. Yeah. I want to thank Richie for sending in the show. It does a good job, you know. Thank you, Rich.
It's all right, but yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah. All right, Inner Sight. Red Fox coming up. No music tonight. The engineer died. Yeah, we got it. We got one of the Gabriel coffins. As a gift, Inner Sight donated. Oh, and we're going to give her, when at the funeral, we're going to give her the the buzzard. That's it. Overhead buzz. You know, you can make money with that buzzard. You know, $100 a chirp. Boy, you could clean up with that. You only get 10 chirps, that's $1,000. Imagine that, having a buzzard in the funeral. The buzzard, and if the buzzard goes to the grave site with you, it's an extra $500. Hey, I just thought of a great business. The biting buzzard. We're getting any phone calls. Oh, I want the biting buzzard for my mother's funeral. That sounds so authentic. have a big delicious. A big black sheet on a string. On a string, and you send it up, and the sound will come out of the woods from the biting buzzard. They won't know the difference. They'll all be ossified from the funeral. How are they going to know? That'd be a great business for Lauren Hardy, wouldn't it? We are going in business. Well, what are we going to do? We're going to save funerals. Funerals? I don't like funerals. They give me the heebie-jeebies. You won't have to do anything. You'll be the biting buzzard. What? The biting buzzard. The biting buzzard? Do I have to bite anybody or do I get bit? No. See, here's what we do. We put a big sign up outside the building, see? enhance your loved one's funeral with the biting buzzard. Biting buzzard? That's right. One chirp, $50. For each chirp afterward, the price goes down. It's $49, $48, $47. If the buzzard goes with you to the cemetery, it's an extra $100. That's a lot of money. Where do they get that money from? Well, I don't know. They probably have a rich uncle who passed away or something. And the best place to get some business is behind the hospital. Behind the what? But I'm not going behind the hospital. I've got hospitalitis. Hospitalitis. I don't like hospital. White coat, it make my blood boil and it goes up. You know, like on a stove, Ollie. Will you cut that out? This is a wonderful, wonderful business. It gives people the atmosphere that their loved one is really dead. Not only are they really dead, they're never coming back. Dad! Woo! The biting buzzard. That's funny. All right, in a sight. Around the world.
I'm here. I didn't lose you. Sorry.
Wait a minute. You can't come on the show now.
Why?
We already buried you with the biting buzzard.
Aww. Don't bury me. I pissed off at somebody.
Biting buzzard.
What did you bury me with? You buried me? How dare you?
Yeah, we gave you a funeral with the biting buzzard flying overhead. The deluxe funeral.
Why'd you do that?
Well, because you weren't here, so we kind of figured, you know.
No.
We had to take care of you.
You're crazy. You know what happened with me? Chris
what
got
happened
me
now?
Chris
what?
Got me something online, and I never got it.
I know.
Oh, well, I told you about that stuff. You wouldn't listen to me.
So I got it, all right? I got it. I learned from the greatest, my friend Joe.
Well, I hope you got it. I hope it works.
No, I got it. I got the money. I got it back.
Oh, well, yeah. They got to give you the money back.
Yeah, they gave me the money
back. All right.
Back.
I got a phone call the other day. I've been getting a lot of these phone calls, you know.
Mm,
some guy. I got another one today.
Uh-oh.
A guy who says, hello, I am the Americana.
Uh-oh.
I said, what? I said, wait a minute. You don't sound American to me. No, not the Americana.
Americana.
Americana. And then he says, did you get your back brace?
Yeah, I love those ones.
That we sent you.
Yeah.
I said, well, I got my brace back, but I didn't get the back brace.
What do you mean? Huh? What do you mean by that?
What are you talking? I said, oh, well, you were talking, now I'm talking.
That's right.
Well, get the back brace takes out all the pain from your back. Yeah, well, and how come when I put it on, I couldn't move?
That's right. That's what happened.
Oh,
to
no,
you.
And they hung up on me. That was the end of the conversation.
No, the best one is today I get somebody said, I could save you plenty of money on your medicine.
Yeah.
So I said, I don't want to take medicine, right? So then he says to me, I can save you a lot of money on your medicine. I said, I don't want to take medicine. He hangs up.
Well, I go one better. I don't take medicine.
Yeah, no, I say I don't want to take medicine.
Well, can you save me money not to take medicine?
There you go.
Can you give me money if I don't take medicine? How about that one?
Yeah, right?
There would be a lucrative business.
Right?
We're going to pay people not to take medicine. Can you imagine how many people at a phone call you'd get on that one?
Oh, my God. It's a lot. They sign up fast.
But you can't take it. You got to have a blood test to make sure you're not taking it.
That's right. All medicine.
That's right.
That matter.
Organic stuff doesn't count.
I had somebody hang up on me. I remember Joe big time. Yeah. At Amazon. It was like this. It was somewhere in the Philippines. It had to be.
Amazon.
The guy was talking. Yeah. He was talking Filipino. And he was saying to me, I was on here an hour and a half with you. What more do you want from me? I want you to do your job, is what I said.
Why did he hang up on you? What happened?
Because I asked him to do his job. I swear.
Oh.
Click, went the phone.
Well, what did you want him to do?
I wanted him to credit me back.
Oh, but you got your money.
I got my money from another person. I called back.
Oh, well.
I was ticked off. That's why when you called me, I was like, I'm on with Amazon. I was a woman on a mission. It was $35. I wasn't going to give up $35.
Well, I would have said, where are you, sir? I am in the Philippines. Oh, you're full of the penis. Now.
Yeah, right.
If you don't give me back my money, I'm going to dismantle the Filipinas.
Oh, God, Frank, we're going to be really rotten with the Philippines, too, now. You don't care, I know.
Why do they have all these people? You dial a number, and they got all these people across the world that are supposed to help you, and they're not even near you.
I don't know.
Whatever happened to, hello, this is Mike, I'm right around the corner from you.
No, he is better. I'm Mike, and I'm in the Philippines, and you know they're not Mike in the Philippines. You know there's some
I wouldn't want to deal with a... I wouldn't want to deal with a company that's all the way over the ocean. I don't even know where they are.
Yeah.
Stuck in some basement with a, you know...
And they're working them hard, too. A lot of them. They work for peanuts, literally.
Yeah,
almost.
Sure, because they got to... They got to maintain the hut and all that.
Basically, yeah. They
work
have 200
out of a tent.
They have the 2,000 islands, I'm sorry, at least. You know, when in high tide over there. It's an archipelago. I know all about this. You know why? I actually had to manage a whole group of Filipinos that when you were sitting, you know, managing them, it was hysterical. All of a sudden... They would all go out, all of them, to lunch and think it was okay. I'd be like, no.
Well, they helped us in the war, so they do.
Yeah, well, that's
the one thing about the
Filipinos.
They're some damn soldiers, man.
Well, I'll tell you another thing about the Filipinos. They're very polite. They're very, very polite. They'll call you Miss.
I used to live next to a... Filipino family when I was a kid. Nice people.
Yeah.
Beautiful people.
They are beautiful people. Very polite. Very.
Yeah. Hey, Inner Sight brought to you by Able News.
Uh-oh, here I go. Here's my kid.
She died and we brought her back. Here she is.
I recovered. Here I am.
Able News.
ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 28 years, and almost 29, I think. I got to find that out from Angela. Anyway, they helped the disabled for almost 28 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events.
Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. And we do have Love Drops Louie. He wants to be
here.
Whenever.
All right, that's later on. But can you give me some Red Fox music? Don't forget to sign our petition.
Yes.
Guide
right,
dog month. Oops, at the nursing home. Sign them both.
Ready?
Yeah, give me some Red Fox music.
In your ear.
You're home. What's the matter, Grady? Oh, you don't know what happened. See, I had to go with with Wardell Jackson, I'll tell you something, Fred. I'll never go to a doctor again in my life. What are you talking about, Grady? Well, I had to go to with Wardell Jackson. He went to the doctor, see? Yeah, so what? Well, the doctor says, Mr. Jackson, you're in such good shape, you're going to live another 99 years. And Wardell started jumping and yelling and dancing, and the doctor said, now you keep doing that because you're gonna keep your blood circulating. And Wardell went crazy. He went out and he started going all over, and he went to the bar, and he up and died right in the bar.
Oh,
I'll never go to another doctor. And that doctor told him he's going to live for 99 years. Yeah, he didn't even make 99 minutes. That's terrible, Fred. How come these doctors get away with that? I don't know. But I saw that movie with Dr. Kildare. You ever see that movie? The doctor go around telling everybody how they're going to live and take all this medicine. And look here, and today in the paper, everybody suing all these drug companies because they got all the money. And they sit around with their lawyers, and they figure out how many people are going to die, how many people are going to get worse from taking these drugs, see? And they know they got to pay out a certain amount of money. Well, what's that got to, what are you going to do, Fred? I'm going to take these drugs and hope that I live and get that money. Don't do that, Fred. Don't do that, Fred. No, I don't want to lose you, no. Fred, please don't. Will you cut that out? You better stop that crying. You might cry something out your brain you need.
Yes, right.
I don't know, Fred. I told you, after what happened to Wardell Jackson, stay away from those doctors. I'm going down to see my friend at the barbershop. Barbershop? What, Fred? My friend, he's a natural healer. Yeah. And he even got a new pet. A new pet? What kind of pet? It's called a biting buzzard. And it's so beautiful. And that buzzard goes and gets him all the little leaves, and he eats them. And he's a lot healthier than Wardell Jackson was. You crazy Grady. Going down with that stupid bird over there. I don't know, Grady. I gotta go to the doctor. No, Fred, don't go. Fred, don't go. No, no. All right, in a sight, follies around the world. Oh, we got some crazy stuff going on.
I know.
Let's see, if we have time, we'll do that Laura and Hardy. Oh, we did that already with the biting buzzard. Yeah. All right, get that bird out of here.
Biting buzzard, you and biting buzzard.
Yeah. All right. We got the cat and the duck.
Uh-oh.
And the biting buzzard. All right. All right. Is Louie still on the line?
Hold on. Let me check.
Where's Louie? Louie.
If Louie's there. Yeah, Louie's there. Hold on. You ready?
Oh, let's get him in.
Okay.
Get Louie in here.
Hey, Louie.
Hello.
Hey. Louie.
Hey, welcome to the Follies, or Fratics, as they call it.
Yeah. Did you hear the biting buzzard?
Yeah, I heard it through the phone.
Yeah. How do you like the biting buzzard? Yeah, he made fun
you
of
hear
me
it?
When I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always.
That's the inner sight biting buzzard.
Yeah.
We use it at funerals. We're going to raise money with it.
Oh, jeez.
$100,000 chart. If it goes to the graveyard, it's $500.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey,
yes,
imagine we put that in the paper.
I think you'd
Able
think
News. Put on Able News.
Yeah.
They think he's gone crazy, right? I know he's gone crazy.
The Inner Sight Funeral with
yeah.
the Biting Buses. You want your loved one to feel real at home? Hire the Biting Buses. and if you want to have a real burial, authentic, bring the Biting Buzzard to the cemetery. Only $500 extra.
What?
For the
Let
Biting
him
Buzzard.
Let him stand in the moon.
Oh, my, the two of you. You lost it, Frank, and he's lost it just as much as you.
I want that Biting Buzzard as my funeral.
You mean a funeral for the fighting dog or something?
I want the Biting Buzzard at my funeral. Gabriel.
I'll give you
one. Oh,
yeah.
Man, crazy. Hey, what's up? I want it in my will. I want the Biting Buzzard to put my funeral.
Oh, you mean a Biting Buzzard, yes.
We'll make sure, right? Right, Louie? We'll make sure that's at his funeral, right? The Biting Buzzard.
Yeah, the Fire Buzzard. That's right, yes.
That's right.
about the Man in the Moon Buzzard.
Yeah, the Biting Buzzard with the Cucaracha. With the Cucaracha dance.
See?
Hey, why do the you ever go to a Greek funeral?
No.
I never heard of the Greek funeral.
Go crazy. They start dancing. They got all kinds of music. They put on movies of Anthony Quinn. Yeah.
Anthony Quinn. How did that get in there?
He's great. Because he's one of the most famous Greeks.
No, but why do they put movies of him on?
Because he's
talk
a...
Talk about the Greek.
He's a dancing Greek. That's it. Talk about the Greek.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and they start dancing around. And then they have a big feast.
Yup.
And they even bring food over to the coffin.
Oh, no.
You know, the one guy says, what are you wasting that food for? Give me that. I'm hungry.
That's what I'd be saying.
I wouldn't eat that food after they brought it over to the coffin.
No, I wouldn't do that. I'd do it before they moved it over to the coffin.
and then they bury the person with food.
No.
Holy
yeah.
Boy, the guy's got to eat.
Yeah.
The guy's got to eat. The guy's, excuse me, dead.
they put the food right in the coffin. You better make up your menu for when you die.
No.
I wish you could dance to Polish music and Germany music.
I want two lobster tails. Okay? That's what I want.
Yeah.
Okay.
What happened?
Two lobster tails.
I can't. What'd you say?
Two lobster tails.
Oh, lobster in the coffin?
Yeah.
Oh, two lobster tails in the coffin or something?
Yeah.
With a little bit of butter sauce, you know.
Hot sauce.
I'll have some spaghetti with anchovies and pizza pie.
You might as well put that
I won't be that hungry when I go.
Frank Perino don't like Italian food.
Yeah.
He loves
Italian food. Did you do any dancing in the Bronx this week?
No. My friend took me to Forest Hills, Queens. The,
oh.
The I was there.
They got the Spanish people over there, too?
Yeah, American people all over the place.
All right. Well, the next time you go to a Bronx festival, a Bronx dancer, let me know. We'll take a video. We'll put it on television.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What, Puerto Rican neighborhood or something?
Yeah, with the conga drum.
There you go.
Yeah.
That'd be real cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Frank, I stop off at the Phillips station.
Oh, yeah? What'd you get, gas?
Nope. Not only that, I was talking to one of the ladies at the Phillips station.
Oh. Talking to the ladies,
yeah.
Huh?
I went in the wrong... You know what happened, Frank? I went in the wrong bathroom.
What? You went in the wrong bathroom?
Yeah, that's
How
funny.
Did you do that?
I can't see where I'm going. It's my mistake. I explained this. I thought it was a men's restroom. I went in the wrong bathroom. I went in the woman's bathroom. I closed my eyes, and I can't see where I'm going. You know.
Did anybody scream when you went in there?
Nope.
Maybe they wanted you in there.
I was in the subway the other day, and the men's bathroom was broken, and the ladies' bathroom was open. And I had to have a lady stand guard at the door while I was in there.
Oh, you mean the door? Yeah. That's what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
right. Well, that was funny.
Did I call you, Frank? Did I call you on a Wednesday? You were talking with that lady about the topic you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard it through the blower.
Oh.
That's it. Through the ding-a-ling.
The ding-a-ling-a-ling.
One ringy-dingy, two ringy-dingies.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, give us a little Dean Martin rendition. Come on. I went to Uncle Giuseppe's a week ago. There was some guy trying to imitate Dean Martin. He was horrible. You're better than him.
Yeah, I know.
To get you a job at Uncle Giuseppe. Boy, you'd crack him up.
That's right.
Dean Martin, I'm trying to think of another one.
Amore. When the moon hits your eye like a big piece of pie.
All together now. Go ahead, Frank. When
the moon hits your eye
like a big
piece of
pie. That's
amore.
He's doing well, though.
Amore.
Keep going. And you came so much wine. That's amore.
You're in love. But you know you're not dreaming, senor. But you see back in the Hey, if we made a video like this and we put the biting buzzard in it, I bet you people would watch it.
Oh, you mean the body buzzes off like Perino? You're talking about the body buzzes on
people
the
watch
people
stupid
from,
things, you know that?
All crazy things, something like that, you know?
We ought to do let's do a GoFundMe with the biting buzzes.
You guys lost it.
We tell them. We need money to feed the biting buzz.
It's crazy.
The biting
chill
buzzard,
pill, laughing pill.
The biting buzzard eats about $1,000 a day. We got to raise money to feed him.
Yeah, right.
I bet you people would send in money.
I bet you they would.
Stupid. I want to do it. We'll put the sound effect on there.
Yeah,
go fund me. Help me, the biting buzzard.
He's losing it. He's gone.
Really?
Woo! I want to do it. Let's do it.
I need a shot of plum juice.
The biting buzzard needs $1,000 a day
juice.
To eat.
Yeah, right. What does he eat? I need to know.
I need a shot of prune juice.
Oh, no. Don't say
prune
that.
Prune juice? Uh-oh, I hope you do the bathroom.
Exactly. That's what I thought.
About sangria and prune juice.
We gotta move on with the show, Lou.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Hey, Lou, you were great.
You happy I call you on a Friday, on a Follies, on a Friday? We're having my fun.
Yeah, we always have fun, too. You always give us fun. Okay?
Hey, Suzanne, I love you.
Hey, I love you, too. You take care, okay?
Yeah, bye-bye. I love
you. We love
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, in a sight. We got a new sponsor, the Biting Buzzard.
No. What the hell the Biting Buzzard is, but I guess I'll figure it out when I listen back to this.
All right. Let's see. What else we got? Oh, yeah. You know, it was so funny. When I was a kid, I used to go to the lighthouse. We used to call it the dark house. We used to go to the dark house to take voice lessons. And Janie used to come. She used to sing, you know.
Yeah.
And the idiots wouldn't give her a dog because she had trouble getting a harness on the dog.
That's stupid.
You know. So I helped her. I helped her with it. And, I don't know if she ever got the dog. I heard she did, but I don't know how true it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, she had trouble finding the tail of the dog. I don't know why. She was developmental disabled and blind, you know.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
But, you know, I was able to help her because she knew me and I knew her, and she didn't get nervous with me because she knew me. You know, the idiots over at the guide dog school showed you how smart they are. They couldn't show a blind woman how to put a harness on. So Janie was so funny. Frankie, where's the dog? I said, the dog's right in front of you.
Oh.
Don't step on him. Oh, no. Now, I said, now here's the harness. See, you feel this is the handle. Feel it?
Oh, yeah, that's the handle.
I said, now this is the front of the harness. See how round it is? And here's the dog. Now touch the dog. Now go down, down, down. Okay, you feel that long, curly thing?
Yeah, I got it, Frankie. I got it.
That's the tail.
Oh.
Now you go up the other way. Go the other way. And you go all the way up. You feel the dog's ears?
Oh, yeah, I like those ears. They're nice and soft.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
That's the head. Now just slip that round part right up. Oh, you see how the dog puts its head up? Want you to put the harness on, see?
Oh, yeah. Now I did it. Now I did it, Frankie.
Oh.
Oh,
so cool. She would have gotten it.
All right, Inner Sight, hope you had a little fun. Be with you Monday, man. A glad, a happy Jewish holiday to all our friends, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Dedicated to the Joe Aryan. 631-224-3090. Inner Sight. And we thank all our friends, everybody on the committee. License those schools. We got to get them.
Yeah.
License.
Yes.
All right. Check the local Penny Saver Long Island. Our ad is out.
How many days did they put it on?
A week.
A week. Okay, cool.
All right. So check it out. We're in 15 towns running. We're running so fast. they can't catch us. Goodbye, world. Good night to the biting buzzard. Goodbye, world. We'll see you next time, Monday, Man of Glad. Goodbye, world. Inside, biting buzzard.
Good night, everyone. Good night, everyone.